All right, moving along. We're excited this morning. We're excited every Sunday morning. I don't know. It's just something about Sunday morning that's awesome. Oh, and I didn't share the other announcement that I had. We know that we're operating in a virtual experience, and I know that a lot of times we like to have that communion with one another physically. And because of COVID, it has restricted our physical relationship, our togetherness. But when the Bible said, "Forget not to assemble yourselves together," amen. The internet wasn't created at that time, but you know we can still assemble ourselves together via internet. So what we are planning, and we're hoping to implement it by the beginning of the year. We are going to have our streaming instituted into a platform where you can be here in Miami, or you can have a child or son in Tallahassee or Jacksonville or Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama, wherever, and you can send them the link and say, "Let's go to service together. Let's worship together." You know, we may not be able to worship together physically, but we can do it virtually, and you'll be able to see them. They'll be able to see you, and you guys will be able to see the worship service together. We already have acquired the platform, and we're working on getting the links set up, and then we're going to send them out so that you can be able to click on those links. You'll be able to share that link with friends and family and come to worship together. Ain't that special? Ain't that nice? That's going to be awesome. I just think God is moving in a magnificent way, and allowing us to be able to share. We may not be able to share physically, but we'll definitely be able to share virtually with one another. So it'll be just like going to service with one another, except it'll be on the computer, or on the phone, on the iPad, or whatever the device is. And the awesome thing is, we may sometimes not go to church together because I'm in Miami and you're in Alabama, but now you can be in Alabama and I can be in Miami, and we could still attend service together. And I think that's going to be a blessed time. We ask that you pray for that moment. Now we're going to give this over to our missionary, Beverly King. We know she can give us a word from on high and just bless us with what thus saith the Lord, what God has given her. So we ask that you just give her your undivided attention, amen, and listen to what God has to say through her, and how he will keep us and deliver us and grow us in his grace. So we just thank you again for listening. We're going to play this song. And after this song, the next voice that you will hear, amen, will be none other than our own missionary, Beverly King.
The sun that we're talking about is not the celestial body that give off heat, nor that sun that's 92,900,000 miles away from the center of the earth. We're not talking about that sun. But the sun that we're talking about is the Son of the living God, the one who died for our sins. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Jireh. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Rapha. But he's the God of my soul. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through, that the sun is going to shine. on your behalf. Come on, the direction. The first verse says this.
So many nights.
I've cried. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know I cried for better days. Yes, I did.
For better days.
I prayed for. Am I talking to some real folk up in here? But through it all, come on.
I know.
What do you know, Vincent? What we know is the sun is going to shine. But see, I got to do something. I got to just hold that. Come on, y'all. You got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine. Come on. If I hold out, that's the song. There's another significant verse that says,
Sometimes I feel
all alone. Come on, y'all gotta get with this. God, I thank you. No one around, no one's there.
No one around.
They can't comprehend the magnitude of what you're going through. But you know what? You gotta tell yourself, I must endure. Come on, man. I must endure.
For I know.
And the nucleus of this song is the sun is going to shine. New direction. Anybody know what we're talking about? It's going to shine on your unwanted situation. Whatever you're faced with, whatever problem you're going through, you got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine until you hold out. Listen here. I like this part. See what it says? Weeping may endure for a night. Come on. Say weeping. Shine on your situation. I don't want you to doubt, get depressed. or get into the position, Father, I don't know what to do. It's not about you. Because your end was foretold in the beginning. Did you get that? Your end was foretold in the beginning. Deliverance was placed on your life before the foundations of the world. So I come to let you know that it's going to shine on your situation. You got to know that it's going to shine. You got to tell your spirit, man, it's going to shine.
Good morning, and thank you so much for this opportunity. First, I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I give honor to my pastor, Bishop Lattimore, and his wife, Mother Lattimore. I give honor to Elder Hodge for this opportunity to come to you this morning with a word. We're going to come this morning from Matthew 15th chapter, 21st through the 28th verse. And it reads as thus, leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, is it not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs? Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. I'd like to leave a subject with you this morning. And it is, don't give up. And my subtopic would be, great faith requires being persistent, holding out, and don't give up. Now, as we look at these verses, this woman, which the Lord referred to as a dog, is a Gentile woman. She wasn't a Jew. And what he was saying was that what he had was for the Jews and not for the Gentiles. But we know that he came to save souls and that he came to save everyone. And that includes not only the Jews, but it includes the Gentiles also. On this particular time, Jesus was going just to have some quiet time. And this woman was interrupting him. But this woman was persistent. She had an issue. Her daughter was demon possessed. And to have a child that is possessed by a spirit that you don't understand, a spirit that you can't do anything about, when these kinds of things happen, the only one that can help you is the Lord. And we get into situations sometimes where it just seems like all is lost. And there's nowhere to turn. Or we get in situations where there's a puzzle. I want to do something. I want to do something for the Lord, and I'm not certain how to do it. And we pray, and it looks like every obstacle is in our way, that every way we turn, there's not an answer. But I want you to know today that that answer is Jesus. And I want you to know that when you are seeking something in the name of the Lord, don't give up. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how bad it looks. Don't give up. And the reason I say don't give up is because Jesus didn't give up on us. When Adam ate the apple or whatever it was that he ate, bottom line, he disobeyed what God had asked him to do. And in doing so, he created a terror, a sin nature that we are born with. And in as much as we're born with that sin nature, we are going to go through things in life. But when you're a child of God, whether you be Jew or Gentile, when you have given your life over to Christ, you're still going to go through things. But I want you to know, don't give up. Be persistent in what you want from the Lord. Be persistent in working and doing a work for the Lord. Be persistent in asking him to pave the way for you. And he will. While that way is being paved for you, obstacles will occur. People will get in the way. Things will get in the way. Stuff will happen. But don't give up. God has given us a challenge. And that challenge is to stand and to do the right thing, to exhibit the Christ-like spirit, to exhibit that which God has placed in us, to stand no matter how difficult the situation gets, to keep going no matter how hard it looks. Don't give up. Because when you give up, you give up on Christ. When you give up, you're saying that I don't believe, that I don't have the faith to believe that what I'm asking for. I don't have the faith to believe that I can stand. I don't have the faith to believe that I can go through. But you can go through. You can go through. You can handle it. Don't give up. No matter what the circumstances in front of you are, no matter what the circumstances on the side of you are, no matter what the circumstances behind you are, this woman did not give up.
Yes.
This woman accepted. Yes, I hear what you're saying. But even the dogs around the table, and you know, if you have a dog or a puppy and you drop something off your table, or you're preparing a meal and you drop something off the counter before you can bend down and pick it up, that dog has eaten it. So even the dogs around the table are due the crumbs. So if the dogs are due the crumbs, what more are we due? Not just crumbs, but the plate of food at the table, the banquet sitting at the table. We are due it. We are God's children. And when you want something from your mother, you ask your mother and she'll say to you, I don't have it right now. But I want you to know when you're going through, when God places an obstacle in your way, he is placing that obstacle in your way to test your faith. Not my faith, your faith. And if you pass the test, get an A. In school, you take tests once a week, once a month, every day, and you have to study. When we study, we know that the Lord says that he will be with us, that he will be with us always, even unto the end. So if he is going to be with us, what more can we do but stand? When we're going through these circumstances, when we say you have great faith, we're talking about persevering in faith. Faith is trusting God, believing that whatever he said he would do, he will in fact do it. So when trouble comes, when it seems like you don't have an answer, when it seems like no matter which way you turn, just know it's just a test. But don't give up. Don't give up because you don't know what's on the other side, but he knows. He knew whether you were going to pass this test or not. You didn't know, but he knew. And because he knew, it's just like Job, when Job was going through his situations, when he lost all of his children and he lost all of his cattle and he lost all of his sheep and he lost all of his money. And his friends said, you must have done something wrong. And his wife said, curse your God and die. But Job said, you foolish woman. You have to look at that obstacle and you have to say, that's okay. I'm going to go around this obstacle, or I'm going to go through this obstacle, or I'm going to go over this obstacle, but I am not going to give up. I challenge you today to not give up. I woke up this morning having a bad weekend. I spent my Christmas not feeling well. And so we didn't have the great meal we usually have. But I was determined that I was going to do something no matter what. So I prayed and asked God to just give me the strength to go through the day. And this morning also I woke up not feeling well. But I promised to give a word. And not only God promised that he would help me, that he would keep me. There are so many people in the Bible that God made a promise to. He made a promise to David when he was young that he would be king. It took a long time, but he went through. He didn't give up. And I'm challenging you today that even though we're going through COVID-19, don't give up. You may not have a job today, but don't give up. You may not know where your next meal is coming from, but don't give up. You may not know how you're going to pay your next bill, but don't give up. Don't give up because God is not giving up on you. Hold on to his unchanging hand. And no matter the set of circumstances, no matter what's in front of you, no matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult it looks, don't give up. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Hold on to the word that he said, I will never leave you. And I will never forsake you. And I will be with you always. And in the midst of what you're going through, I challenge you to thank God. Thank him for the day. Thank him for the moment. Thank him for the difficulty. Thank him for being there with you to go through the difficulty. Because when you come out, you will know that Christ was with you. But know that he is with you before you come out. And the reason I say that, because if you know that he is with you before you come out, at that point, you are, as the Canaanite woman, you are exhibiting great faith. So today, we're not going to give up, no matter what the challenge before us is. We're not going to give up because we know what great faith is all about. And it's all about challenges. It's all about going through. It's all about getting up when you get knocked down. It's all about getting up when you get punched in the face. It's all about getting up. And it's all about not giving up. So I leave with you today. Don't give up. And I say to you, thank you. And may God bless you. But don't give up. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Don't give up. Glory to God. We thank you for that message on this morning. And I like that message this morning because, you know, oftentimes we find ourselves wanting to quit, wanting to throw in the towel. And we just thank God for how he has used you this morning to let us know, you know, to hang in there, just like the woman did. You know, she, you know, basically if that was one of us and we went to someone and asked them for something, they called us a dog, it would technically be an insult. And not only an insult, but it would have made us feel bad and probably would have made us just say, okay, well, I came to the person who can provide and they're not even providing for me. I'm in a situation where, you know, I can't do it. And the person that can do it won't do it for me. I'm just going to quit. But, you know, she did show that determination, as you said. And, you know, regardless of the insult, regardless of the letdown, you know, she continued to persist for what she needed. And that is something in life that we all must do. A lot of times we ask God for a blessing and God give us the blessing, but we don't persist to receive that blessing. I tell people all the time, God let manna rain from heaven all the time. He hadn't stopped letting the manna rain. Amen. But just like they had to do in the wilderness, they had to go out and gather it. Amen. The manna is out there. You just have to go out and gather and you have to persist to get out there, even when you don't feel like it. And you know, and you stated, you know, your condition. Amen. And we appreciate you, you know, keeping the commitment, even if you don't feel like it. Amen. But that's the persistence that God needs, that God is asking for us, because we know if the rent is due, if the mortgage is due, and we need that paycheck on Friday, amen, we will persist to get there to make sure that direct deposit comes so that we can pay that mortgage or that rent. And you know, God operates in the same way. He operates in the same way. But one thing I like about God, we exchange our time and our energy and our labor for income. You know, it's an exchange, it's a trade. You go out and you do a particular job for a particular company or a particular person, and they pay you for that time or they pay you for that labor. But with God, one thing the Bible says something along the lines, whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So when you put in that time and when you put in that labor, it's something about God where it manifests. He pay you more than what you put in. Right. Somebody don't understand that. it multiplies. It's multiplied. You reap a harvest in due season. Now I don't know when harvest time come. It could come tomorrow. Come next week. Come next year. I don't know. It might have not came in 2020. For some people, it did. It might come in 2021. I don't know. But I do know when you invest in God, yeah, and that's something I've been you know, learning and working with, and how to do in investments and work in understanding the stock market and things. But, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes you just break even. But when you invest in God, it's a win-win situation. You're gonna reap that you sow, and it's gonna multiply that much over, that many times over. It's gonna multiply. So it never hurts to stay with God and to invest in God. And if you listen to the message on this morning, I get on a rampage. I have to cut myself off, y'all. If you listen to the message on this morning, and times we know can get tough, and tribulation can get tough. Sylvia Baker, we're the exact same age. She lost her husband. I think, you know, he's not, you know, too much older. And I don't consider myself an old man. Times can get tough, and heartaches can hit you, and hard times can hit you. But the one thing you can assure of is when Jesus Christ is on your side. Yeah,
yes.
There's a scripture that says, I don't know where I would be, you know, if it wasn't for Christ. You know, it says I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. When Jesus Christ is on your side, when you have him on your side, you may be sick, you may be down, you may be hurt, you may be in pain, you might even be heartbroken. Your finances, you know, your bills are up here, and your paycheck is down here. Your relationships, your sister and brother who you grew up with no longer wants to communicate and talk to you anymore. You're being outcast. Your friends no longer call you like they used to. You know, you may just be a lonely time, a depressing time, but if you have Jesus Christ, he said, lo, I am with you always. He's with you. He's right there. He's right there. And when you have a friend, mama and daddy might not can be there. Sister and brother might not can't be there. But when you have Jesus, and when you have Christ with you, you can be assured that you have all that you need. And if you don't have him, if you don't have him this morning, if you don't have him, if you don't have him this morning, Say this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned. And Lord, you know, I need you in my life. And I believe that you are divine, yet you are human. And you lived on this earth, and you was born of a Virgin Mary. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. And I believe that you rose on the third day with all power in your hands. I confess it with my mouth, and I believe it in my heart that you sit on the right-hand side of the Father making intercession for us right now. Lord, forgive me, bless me, save me, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, and I believe if you said that prayer this morning, I believe in my heart that God has saved you. Sometimes we feel like, you know, we have to do extra steps, but I'm telling you, it's as simple as confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart. And if you believe it in your heart and you've confessed it with your mouth, continue to walk with Christ, read your Bible, grow in his grace, amen, and get somewhere where you can be taught, amen, the word of God, and that you can be marinated in God's word, and that the word will get in you, and then you get in the word. Amen. And then we know that you could be kept in your salvation, grow in his grace. We thank you on this morning. I'm talking too much, but I'm thanking God on this. And I appreciate your message, Missionary King. It's a wonderful message that you give us this morning. Don't give up. I've had some encouraging from yourself and others as well, you know, because sometimes we feel like giving up. We feel like okay, I done did all that I can do, and I can do no more. But you know, over just this week, it's amazing that you have this message this morning, because over just this week, I've had, you know, different ones encouraging me, and that's why I decided to go ahead and move forward with the platform, so we can congregate virtually with one another, you know, because, you know, somebody sent me a video of a pastor, and he was saying that, you know, the church, it was filled with casual Christians, because we casually went every Sunday, and God has us in a place where the real Christians will stand out, and the people will seek God. and people need to be in a place where they can seek God and seek God out. We can't casually go to church on Sunday morning. We can't just, you know, dress in our finest and just casually go to church. But we really have to be in a place where we're crying out to God and praying to God. So we really want to help you in that process. So, you know, just continue to come, share with us, share the link, and we're going to work with you as you work with us, and we're going to help you as you help us, because we're going to worship God together. We're going to come together. We're going to be in unity, and one good thing about this platform right here, hey man, you don't have to live in Goose, Florida. You don't have to live in Miami, Florida. You don't even have to be in Florida. Amen. But we can commune together in the Lord. And that is the awesome, most awesome thing. And that's what we're going to do. We ask that you just, you know, share, pray with us as we pray with you. And we are going to continue to move forward in God. I'm going to shut my mouth and give it back over to our missionary. Amen. As she can give us our final prayer. And, you know, let's remember our sick and our shut in. And give us our benediction, and we will see you on next week. God bless you. We love you. Continue to walk in Christ.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this gathering. Lord, we thank you for each and everyone who thought it not robbery to tune in. And we ask that you bless them, Lord, not only them, but bless their families. Lord, we know that these are difficult times, but we know that you are with us, Lord, and we are just going to hold on to your unchanging hand. Lord, we ask that you look on the sick. We ask that you look on those who have lost loved ones. Lord, give them the strength, give them the courage to hang on in there, to hold on to your unchanging hand. Lord, we ask that you touch those who are sick. Lord, heal their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Go in the hospitals, Lord, and heal, Lord. Touch the doctors and the nurses, Lord, oh Heavenly Father. Continue giving them the strength to do what they do, Lord.
Yes.
And we ask, Lord, that as we walk this walk, Lord, we ask that we shine a light so bright, Lord, that others will want to worship you, want to become a part of the King's family, oh Heavenly Father. And Lord, we look to you to strengthen us throughout this week, to lead and guide us as we go. Lord, we just ask that you bless this ministry, Lord.
That you just
heal, Lord, that you just send whatever is needed to expand, whatever is needed to do, whatever it is as a great work for you, Jesus, because we know that we're not doing this for show or fashion,
but we're
doing it because, Lord, we know that time is drawing near. We know that it is time to just dust off your shoes and put on the tennis shoes and get them moving, get to running for Jesus, Lord. And we want to spread your word. We want to spread your gospel. Lord, we want to touch the young people. We want the young people to get out there and do a work for the Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask that you just give us that spirit of moving and not quitting. Lord, keep us. Lord, bless. Lord, we ask these and all things in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And as we go through this week, Lord, the benediction, may grace, mercy, and peace be upon us forever. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a great week.
Neighbor, you're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is